Secretary of State, good morning.
Good morning.
How uncomfortable do you feel this morning, Secretary of State?
Well, I feel very privileged to have been asked by the Prime Minister to serve again as Secretary of State for Northern Ireland. There are challenges ahead, we know, with getting devolved government back on its feet again. But it's a question of how we continue to unlock the huge potential in Northern Ireland, to see growth and prosperity, something which I firmly believe is something that as a government we stand four square behind, as well as our achievements, and also looking at the different agreements themselves, ensuring that we do continue to work for all communities across Northern Ireland and seeing Northern Ireland carrying on flourishing and succeeding.
But do you feel comfortable or uncomfortable? Because you're not saying, you're saying you feel privileged. Now, whether you admit to being uncomfortable or not maybe is irrelevant, but do you realise how uncomfortable nationalists and Republicans are now that you're in bed with the DUP?
Well, we're obviously in discussions about a confidence and supply agreement in respect of votes at Westminster. But it's why I make the point, Frank, about our adherence to the Belfast Agreement and its successors in working for all communities. And actually, the strongest way of seeing that is by getting devolved government and executive back into position, which is why I will be having discussions later on today with the parties and the Irish Foreign Minister to see how we take that forward quickly within the deadline of the 29th of June, knowing that there are defined issues on the table, knowing that that is what is in the best interests of Northern Ireland on getting on with the job and seeing that Northern Ireland's local government is able to perform effectively for the best interests of all communities.
But how can you do it? How can you be the independent? How can you be independent if you are hand in hand with the DUP? The DUP, they don't need you as much as you need them. So the ball is totally in their court. You're almost ignoring the elephant in the room.
Well, I think there are some important distinctions to make here. Yes, we are in those discussions about what happens in Westminster, but it is important, very important, to have that differentiation between what is happening in Northern Ireland, where there is an agreed process that we have with ourselves, the Irish government, and the Northern Ireland Civil Service to advance talks to see an executive back into position.
Yes, but the goalposts have moved. The rules have changed. There's been a general election, and something that none of us expected has happened. The DUP have become the most powerful party in relation to forming this government.
Well, the election has taken place, yes, but the issues on devolution, the issues on seeing an executive remain very firmly on the table. And how I've outlined the process that was in place, which was paused and can simply be restarted to get the parties back round that table again to focus on those outstanding issues. Yes, of a programme for government. Yes, about Brexit. Yes, about some of those culture and identity issues. And the resolution of those remains firmly between the two parties themselves. That is why I do urge them, I do encourage them to get back round that table between themselves to actually reach agreement. And if anything,
the
general election result in Northern Ireland has underlined the fact that it is those two main parties that do need to get together and seek that agreement between them.
Yes, but what you're saying to Sinn Féin is there, ignore the fact that you're hand in hand with the DUP. The Sinn Féin have said you're delusional if you think this is going to work.
Well, I think parties in Northern Ireland need to focus on what the people want, which is an executive in place, which is something that is performing for them. And as the UK government, we do stand four square behind our commitments in working for all communities across Northern Ireland. And whatever agreement may or may not be concluded over the course of the coming days, and discussions have been positive, we will adhere to those commitments, to those agreements, because that is what underpins the political process, underpins our relationship, and something that we are not moving away from.
Is there any need for the DUP to make devolution work if they can get everything they want through direct rule?
I think that devolution is something that serves the best interests of Northern Ireland. Actually having that local decision-making, having that inclusive agreement between the parties, absolutely. It is local decision-making, I think, that is fundamentally in the best interest of Northern Ireland and why I will be having those discussions later today with the parties to do all that we can to support that work, to support that activity, to make it happen. Because it is about the two parties themselves.
Yes, you have said that it's about the two parties, but we can't ignore the role of the British government. We can't ignore the role of the Secretary of State, and we certainly can't ignore the fact that the DUP are hand-in-hand with the Conservative Party as far as forming the government's concerned. The DUP will have a shopping list that's very relevant to the issues at Stormont. They'll make demands on legacy. They'll be looking for amnesty for soldiers in the past. They'll be diluting the Parades Commission. Are you prepared to go with all of that?
You're making various different assumptions, and I'm not going to get into discussions over what may be agreed between ourselves in relation to actions at Westminster, because a lot of the things that you talk about do reside very firmly into the devolved space. Because let's not forget, you talk about parading. There is an independent parades commission that is in place that actually deals with those issues.
Yes, so, but if the DUP call for the dilution of that, will you listen with a more open ear to that call?
No, I think that it's important to focus on what happens at Westminster as contrasted to what happens in Northern Ireland, because it is that distinction which I think remains important, because the most effective way of dealing with all of this is to get an executive into place, which is why we're getting on with the job, getting on with that work of seeing that that happens, serving Northern Ireland. And you know what? I think that all parties remain very, very firmly committed to that, and therefore seeing that that comes into fruition before the 29th of June, which I believe very strongly is entirely possible with that sense of goodwill, which is what we're seeking to engender.
Secretary of State, do you not accept that the waters have been totally muddied now between what's happening at Stormont and what's happening at Westminster?
No, I don't. I don't. And it's interesting that people have obviously been focusing on this when the last Labour government themselves were contemplating an agreement with the DUP.
But they never went through with it.
But the point is that it was something that they themselves were examining. They themselves were taking forward. And they did not see this distinction, this fundamental issue that you are seeking to draw upon here, because we have those agreements in place. We have the Belfast Agreement and its successors. And that is something that successive governments and this government in our own Conservative Party manifesto underlined very firmly our resolute commitment to that. And that is something that we hold foursquare behind and remains our guide through all of this.
You are worried, you are concerned about how powerful the DUP may be now.
Well, I think that it's about that sense of balance between the work that we are doing as a UK government for the interests of the whole of the United Kingdom. That sense of stability at this time when we are about to commence Brexit negotiations and have so many other issues and challenges that are there. It is that sense of stability that the government is seeking to create to get on with the job, to really focus on those issues at hand. And yes, of course, to get devolved government into position in Northern Ireland. Because ultimately, that's what people voted for. Ultimately, that is what I strongly believe continues to be the right way forward to serve the people of Northern Ireland. And we're getting on with the job to achieve it.
And finally, you're going to give no consideration whatsoever to an independent moderator.
Well, the point on that is that we already have a process in place. We have a structure involving, yes, the UK government, yes, the Irish government, and also the Northern Ireland Civil Service. That is something that the parties acknowledged was workable as a means of actually taking those discussions forward. I think we need to recommence that. We need to, having paused it, unpause it, get people around the table. And rather than focusing on process, we need to focus on the tasks at hand. We need to focus on those issues that are outstanding. We need to focus on getting that agreement, which I believe is entirely achievable.
And no question mark over you as an honest broker in this?
Well, my role absolutely and firmly remains in supporting all efforts to get resolution, to getting an executive into place. That's what I'm getting on with. That's what I'll be doing when I meet the parties later on, giving that assurance of where my absolute and resolute attention is, and seeing that an executive, seeing devolved government, seeing an assembly back up on its feet again, because that is what Northern Ireland requires.
Okay, Secretary of State, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you. You can let us know what you think. 90 333 105. 90 333 105.